Want to drive like a Hollywood legend? Enroll today at the Alec Baldwin Driving Academy, where our crash course is literally a crash course. Learn how to dodge paparazzi and garbage trucks. With Alec Baldwin, you'll always hit your mark and random trees, all while Stephen Baldwin screams from the passenger seat like it's the Rapture.
Alec, breathe, breathe!
The Alec Baldwin Driving Academy, where every lesson ends with,
cut, let's try that again.
On a budget, try the Stephen Baldwin Driving School. Half the talent, half the price.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Up and out.
What day is it? Wednesday.
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 All day.
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Oh, man. Where did the time go?
Let's get coffee.
A big double shot for you. Keep you up all day.
We've got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
You are going to love this.
Am I?
Am I?
Really?
Sure about that?
99% sure.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's get to it.
Showtime.
Yes, sir. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? Well, how do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? You enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Easy. You can go on your computer or your device, go to radio434.com. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And then we take all those segments each day and repack it into a full-length podcast. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or as I said, just go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to it. There's a listen live button when we're live. It's all there. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook. Take two. You can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. What the hell happened to my throat? All right. The Mike Show VA, that works for all of our social media. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitter, MySpace, your face. I don't know. It's a you face. Who are you facing? So, yeah, it's all there. You can check out our shenanigans from this weekend. Check out our show segments as they're happening or later on at your leisure. Check out what your friends are doing on our show. So what the heck are they doing on our show? Anyway, coming up on today's program, it's Way Wednesday. We've got Chris joining us from the United Way of Central Virginia. And we're going to get smart with five random facts. We're going to get dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. And then there's this. I don't know if this is a new term, but it's a term. Adult-o-ween. All right. Should grown-ups get their own night? Most say yes. Now, there are already Halloween parties that are not kid-themed, right? Plenty of people attend Halloween parties. This is not a new thing, at least I don't think, unless there's some sort of a twist on it. I don't know. But we'll read this story, and then we've got our top list that we put together. Top signs you're way too old to celebrate Halloween. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Now, an ordinary kid on Halloween.
What can I say? Halloween is a night to see and be seen. It's like a kid's Met Gala with sugar on top. I'm 9, okay? My priority is candy, 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 Minecraft, and candy. So act accordingly. That means you, Boxer Raisins Lady. This year, I'm not gonna eat all my candy at once. I'm gonna put some away. Have my own stash. I learned about that from my mom when I accidentally found her stash. That was some really dank candy. Anyways, guy at the end of the street with all your lights off, we know you're in there. We're coming for you, old man. That's right, we're coming. Remember, we're kids, be nice. Give generously. And maybe my older brother Scott won't egg your house later. Happy Halloween.
This has been an ordinary kid on Halloween.
Yeah, it has. It's the Mike Show. All right, so we all know Halloween is for kids, but what about for adults? The term is adult-oween, and it's back in the news. The folks from Ferrero candies got it trending last year. Now, we called it a dumb term back then, didn't we? And we stand by that. Their new poll found half of adults think grown-ups should get their own night to celebrate Halloween without involving the kids. 54% wish it was a thing. Again, we mentioned this last year. I mentioned it at the top of the show. We do. Adults can get dressed up, and we have Halloween parties and themed things. Down at the Academy, they were doing the Wicked Warehouse and all that kind of stuff. It's not for kids. It's for adults. So what are we talking about? I mean, why even highlight Adult-oween? Oh, yeah, it's because we got the story here and all the statistics. All right, so let's talk about the stats. Most of us agree Halloween isn't just for kids. Of course it isn't. Anybody can celebrate it. 62% think it's as much for adults as it is for children. That jumps to 71% for parents. I agree with that. I'm going to ding off the things I agree with. Most parents will steal their kids' candy stash. 2/3 say they will have the right to dip into the kids' stash of candy starting November 1st. 54% think they should also be allowed to dig in while taking their kids trick-or-treating. Maybe. Whether you have kids or not, you're probably eating candy this month. 64% of us will buy candy, even if we're not expecting trick-or-treaters. 71% of parents said they'll buy extra candy for themselves just in case. Let's see. Okay, we're on number 4. Let me find something real quick. I want to find what my Halloween costume was last year and post it up on the screen. The system's running really slow. Why is it running slow? Why is it always running slow? Why, when I want to do something, it's running slow? Why? Why can't we open Facebook? Okay, it's finally opening. Alright, go to me. And go to photos. See all photos. Your photos. Let's see. I've got it here somewhere. I know, I'm totally derailing the segment, right? Alright, there. There's me. There. Share screen. Boom. Alright, if you're listening, you can look at this gloriousness up on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Alright, this is the dude. And yes, I have my Caucasian man. I have my white Russian. There. That was my costume last year. Actually, here, let's back out of this and here was the family. Now Tab, I said Tab. Tab had the ghost faced mask on, and she was scaring all the children. So she took the ghost faced mask off when walking around, and Maddie was Harley Quinn. But anyway, okay, so back to the dude. There's the dude. Oh, there's Tab. Okay, the dude. There we go. Anyway, so back to the story. Sorry, I took a very, very long time navigating Facebook. We're on number 4. The candy we're most likely to steal. 76% said full-size candy bars are their top choice. And 72% prefer familiar favorites over new types. 67% still prefer nostalgic favorites from their own childhood. Men take Halloween a little bit more seriously. 52% splurge on premium candy to make sure they're a good candy house, compared to 41% of women. 21% of men and 15% of women will also pass judgment on their neighbors if the candy they hand out sucks. It's a very nostalgic holiday. 60% said they celebrate for nostalgic reasons. This jumps to 68%, jumps 8% for parents. And then finally, Americans love Halloween. 47% said it's their favorite holiday. I mean, we were doing Summerween in our house. Our entire house was decorated in Summerween stuff. That's a thing. Look it up. 47% seems high. Do half of us really love Halloween more than Christmas or Thanksgiving or Global Handwashing Day? Huh? Anyway. With that brings us to our top list, with 54% of us thinking adults should get their own night to celebrate Halloween. But how adult is too adult? I said, how adult is too adult?
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just had it stuffed.
Yeah,
let
did.
Me help you with that.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Well, we have the answer to the question, how adult is too adult? Thanks to today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you're way too old to celebrate Halloween. All right, here we go. Number one. You start trick-or-treating at 4:30 p.m. Top signs you're way too the early bird special. Top signs you're way too old to celebrate Halloween. You appreciate the house giving out raisins because it aids your digestion. Top signs you're way too old to celebrate Halloween. When you bob for apples, your teeth come out. People keep complimenting your mummy costume, and you're not wearing a costume. Top signs you're way too old to celebrate Halloween. Your trick-or-treat bag is the one that the hospital gave you for personal items after your colonoscopy. Top signs you're way too old to celebrate Halloween. The old man beckoning people into the haunted house says, twinsies! stop signs. You're way too old to celebrate Halloween. You're disappointed none of your loot contains Werther's Originals. Stop signs. You're way too old to celebrate Halloween. After you get candy from a house, the trick-or-treaters behind you have to make room so you can reverse your rascal scooter. And stop signs. You're way too old to celebrate Halloween. The only thing that makes you trip more than your costume is your balls. The Mike Show. Ow. Coming up, we've got news and not headline. Headline news. I can't believe I left that up the whole time. All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Halloween. It's also brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's Global Hand Washing Day. Experts recommend washing your hands for 20 seconds. 120 seconds if you just met Johnny Depp. Apple TV Plus dropped the plus. In other streaming news, Paramount Plus wants you to know it exists. Kevin Federline says something bad is going to happen if Britney Spears doesn't get help. And he should know, the last time she was this untethered, she married him. And Amazon is hiring 250,000 full-time, part-time, and seasonal holiday workers. And they'll be giving them 250,000 empty Gatorade bottles for bathroom breaks. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and it's the Wednesday Hump Day edition, taking a look at the Tower Cam position number 4, at the fountain and the flag and all that out there at the river, looking down on Riverfront Park. All right, coming up on this very fine broadcast, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Filly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, spelling bees.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yes, the bees.
Not the bees!
Yes.
Ah! Oh, no, my eyes!
There's a different kind.
Eyes!
Ah! We're talking spelling bees. Sorry, Nick. Spelling bees are mostly unique to the English language. I said the English language.
Hello!
Hi. Due to its spelling irregularities, other languages like Hindi, Italian, German, and Turkish have highly phonetic writing systems with a virtual one-to-one ratio of letters to sound, which makes spelling predictable. Number two, about 2 million years ago, there was a species of rodent that were as big as hippopotamuses. Wow. Number three. Scientists can use one circumcised foreskin, which is about the size of a stamp, to grow almost 4 acres of skin that could be transplanted onto burn victims. One circumcised foreskin, the size of a stamp, can grow almost 4 acres of skin. That's amazing. That is actually amazing. Where are we at? We're at number four. Yes, number four. That's, I mean, can you, all those burn victims benefit from that. Number four, from colonial times until World War II, May 1st was called Moving Day in New York City. New York City? Yep. It was a tradition for millions of people to move at 9 a.m. on that day. I did a deeper dive into this. And historically, it was a tradition where all leases expired on May 1st, causing the entire city to move simultaneously. This event, lasting from the colonial era until after World War II, was obviously marked by significant chaos as streets were clogged with horse-drawn carriages, carts, wagons, and moving families. The tradition eventually faded due to factors like the housing shortage after World War II, the introduction of rent control laws, and okay, so if you have a vacant place, well, of course, nothing would be vacant until May 1st, I guess. I don't know. Well, the custom is believed to have started in the colonial era, possibly linked to either European May Day traditions or as an anniversary of the Dutch settling in Manhattan. Let's see, what else? Number five? Yeah, number five. The first recorded sandwich in history was made by a rabbi. How do you pronounce his name? Hillel?
Hillel the Elder.
Hillel the Elder. Okay. And it was made for Passover in the first century BC. It was a mix of nuts, apples, spices, and wine in between two pieces of matzah. I pronounced that right, right?
Matzah.
Yeah, matzah. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep.
Matzah.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we've got sounds, and we want to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by...
Matzah.
No, it's brought to you by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris joins us almost every Wednesday.
Just about.
Yep. And almost every time he brings us a guest.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's usually either a partner agency or somebody involved in one of the programs at the United Way of Central Virginia. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Well, today we have Ash Gorman here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Virginia. That is one of our 24 partner agencies. He's got a number of things coming up over there, but I think particularly something about feuds, I believe.
Yeah, we got our feud event. Third one coming November 1st. Go buy your tickets. BigCVA.org.
Okay, interview's done.
Yeah. Done, yeah.
See, we've solved all the world's problems.
Yeah, we're really looking to condense these.
Yes. Well, good night, everybody. There, it's condensed.
All right.
Anyway, I'm just kidding. I had the graphic. I have the graphic up on the screen. If you're listening, you can go on over to our Facebook at the Mike Show VA. But more importantly, go visit bigcva.org and just scroll down a little bit, and you'll find the event, The Feud, Saturday, November 1st. It's at the Academy Center of the Arts Warehouse Theater. Tell us what The Feud is. Tell us what it's all about, and tell us how it benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, The Feud is what you would imagine it to be. It is a local version of the family favorite TV show, Family Feud. We've got businesses that partner with us and supporters who make up teams, and they battle it out. We do a kind of a tournament style throughout the night and crown a winner at the end of the night. We also give a championship belt out to the winner. Not only the winner of the event, but also who raised the most money, the team that raised the most money, because obviously that's what the event is for, is to help fund our programs. If you're unsure about what we do at Big Brothers Big Sisters, we're in the business of putting positive, caring adult role models in the lives of children in hopes that we can help create a relationship that puts that child on a better path toward success. So the feud will be a big money maker for us. It's the third year we're doing it, and we're excited. We got a lot of good teams. You can go to our Facebook page and see the teams that we've profiled. We do little videos for them. They're out right now trying to raise money, and then it'll all come to a head on November 1st.
Nice. Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Who is your host?
Dave Walls.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Dave's awesome. Dave, you know, the first year we did this, I had actually had this idea in my head for probably about a decade.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how we could actually do it. I didn't, you know, I didn't have the program to run. And so we found a group out of Baltimore, Maryland, and they came down the first year, and I paid a ton of money to get them here and run the event. Well, the next year, I don't know. I guess I think it was my board member, Will Stafford, told me that Dave has some experience with game shows. And,
nice.
I talked to Dave. He already had the Family Feud program, said he had run it in Vegas before. And so he's perfect. He's I like it being local.
Yeah.
You know, people like Dave. And
He's a good get.
He's great.
Yeah.
And he's great for us. And he had everything we needed. And cost me a lot less.
This is fantastic. It is The Feud. It's Saturday, November 1st at the Academy Warehouse Theater. You can get your tickets if you go to bigcva.org. If you want to, now you can be just in the audience and witness this occurring, or you can form a team. How long or how long do people have to form teams?
Well, you can't form a team now. We've already teamed up.
All right, you got your teams.
So we got our teams for this year, but yes, we sell seats in the risers. That is our studio audience,
nice.
If you will.
Yeah.
Those are inexpensive, $30 to come watch some local people battle it out and make some funny answers and flub it up, and and also obviously supporting a good cause, which we of course are.
Of course, if folks have no idea what Big Brothers Big Sisters does, again, tell the folks who you impact and where geographically.
Well, as I said, we're a mentoring organization. That's what we specialize in, and we are the largest and oldest mentoring organization in the country, at least Big Brothers Big Sisters of America is. We are an affiliate agency of the national organization and have been doing our work here in this community since 1972.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, we just are putting positive people in kids' lives. And, you know, what we're finding more of is non-traditional family structures where kids are living with extended relatives, obviously single-parent homes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're seeing an increase in incarcerated parents. You guys remember how difficult it is to grow up. Imagine growing up under those circumstances and facing those obstacles. So we come alongside those families, provide them with a screened and trained volunteer to put in their child's life. And the best thing about our programs, Mike, is they work. Our kids are better off academically and socially after having been in the program. So, you can find all the independent research out there. All of it says that kids with mentors have a better chance in life than those who did not have a mentor. So, I hope your listeners right now maybe think about the special people that they had in their life growing up and maybe where they'd be if they did not have those folks in their life. That usually can get people mobilized to kind of get behind what we're doing.
Sure. Bigs do you have? How many bigs do you need? And is there a waiting list of children?
Yeah, so we manage a waiting list. It's typically fairly small, anywhere from 10 to 20 kids. But with that said, all it would take is a few phone calls to our school partners, and I could have that waiting list at 50, 60, 70 sure. by the end of the week.
Right.
I don't want to reach out and invite a bunch of families onto our waiting list if I don't have the mentors yet to match with them. So we are always out recruiting. Any given year, we're going to serve over 100 kids in our multiple programs. And we got something really cool on the horizon for us. We're going to be dipping our toe into the world of vocational trade education for older really teens.
Cool. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. We're currently writing our strategic plan for the next 5 years to unveil that, in January and get moving in that direction. We, of course, will still be providing the services that we currently provide. But, I think the social and political climate is perfect right now to take advantage of getting in that world and helping teens find a career where they can, have a successful life. After
Absolutely.
School. So
Absolutely.
Exciting things going on everywhere, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Very, very cool. Well, again, visit bigcva.org for more information. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to become a Big Brother, Big Sister, if you want to be a big, about how much time do you need to donate? About how much time do you need to spend, and what would it take?
Well, it varies from program to program, but generally speaking, we're asking for a commitment of a year right off the bat. And I know a lot of people hear that and probably like, oh my gosh, that's significant. And they're right, it is. And that's by design. I mean, I don't want anyone applying on a whim because, excuse me, because it's a serious thing putting, a person in a child's life. And so we want someone to be very thoughtful about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're very thoughtful about it, and excuse me, Mike.
It's okay.
I'm struggling over here. Scientific research shows that the longer a child has a mentor, the better off they're going to be. So we're not trying to create a week-long relationship.
Sure.
We're trying to create something that's lasting and has a real chance at sustainability. So it's a year right off the bat, and we ask that you see the child roughly 8 to 10 hours a month.
Okay.
What we have found with both of those numbers is that our volunteers are typically blowing by those. So for instance, we have what we call an average match length, which right now sits at about 35 months.
Okay.
If your initial commitment is 12 months and we're averaging 35, what's that say to you?
No, it's not only is it working, but it's mutually beneficial.
Correct.
Yeah.
They are seeing the fruits of their labor. They're enjoying their experience and feeling supported and want to continue on almost three times the initial commitment.
It's tremendous.
So that is tremendous. And then we find that our volunteers are going usually far over their 8 to 10 hours a month. And with that said, we're not asking anybody to punch a time clock.
Yeah.
We just kind of give those as a general guideline in hopes that that helps them kind of figure out a schedule they can stick to. And what we're really trying to instill in our volunteers is a sense of consistency with the family.
Well, and I remember the last time that we had you on the show and we were talking about this, you don't have to create all kinds of activities for a kid. It could be something as simple as, hey, I got to run errands. Can you come with me? Let's do this, let's do that. Of course, take them out to a movie or a ball game or something. But, kids just need that day-to-day, normalcy.
It's called reality mentoring.
Yeah.
And yes, Mike, thank you. I appreciate you mentioning that because wholeheartedly agree. Sure, it's nice to take kid out to the movies or, something exciting, going to a ball game, whatever. But yeah, these kids come from a lot of homes where they don't see that kind of normal day-to-day activity and what it takes to be a responsible adult.
Yeah.
So for our mentors to step in and say, hey, it's Sunday. This is when I make my meals for the week. I get my grocery shopping done. I wash my clothes. For that little brother or little sister to be a part of that, they're starting to get a sense of, oh, hey, this is how adults live life.
Yeah.
And that's, that's what we're trying to do.
That's tremendous. Again, bigcva.org if you'd like to become a Big Brother or Big Sister. If you want to learn more, if you want to make a donation, or if you want to get tickets to The Feud coming up November 1st. Chris, how are things at United Way?
Things are rolling right along. We just had our golf tournament last Friday.
Yeah. How did that go?
Excellent. We had wonderful weather. Everybody, I think, had a really wonderful time out there on the course. And it was a very successful fundraiser as well.
That's fantastic. So now, month of October, what do you guys have going on?
Month of October. So already and continuing through the end of the month, and perhaps even for the first couple of days of November for some places, we are running our October food drive. So this is a food drive that is going to benefit 13 area food banks. We have boxes set up in various places around town. And we are collecting goods to help see them through the winter.
That is fantastic. And this, you know, this time of the year, going into the holiday season, it's extremely important to focus on this. A lot of families, tend to go without. What were some of the statistics on food insecurity or other items?
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. You'll have to ask my colleagues on that one. I don't have the stats on hand ready to go for the food drive. Okay. I couldn't say, but what I can say is that for this season in particular, it's when there's really a kind of a greater reliance on those programs. Yeah. And so we do want to try to equip them to see it through those months. The food drive itself is supplementing what they have available. Of course, these are all successful food pantries in their own right, mm-hmm. all located here in Central Virginia.
Yeah.
But we are trying to supplement that. And we try to do that not just with donations of items, but also donations of cash. That is also possible. And the cash will then be used to purchase items that folks don't usually donate.
Yeah.
So what we generally find is that there are some things that people will, readily give to us, cans of corn. We will get plenty of cans of corn. But there are things that those food banks will need, which are not donated quite as frequently. And so donations of cash allow us to meet those needs and oftentimes meet them in far greater quantities than would be just donated from folks out of their own pantries.
Oh, absolutely. And those donated dollars tend to go further, when you're buying in bulk and when you guys have the buying power that many individuals just don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We can go for particular items. We can also, potentially get some deals on the purchase being done in bulk. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the October Food Drive at the United Way of Central Virginia. It benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. If you want to learn more or if you want to see the types of items that they are looking for the most, non-perishable food items and even cleaning supplies, hygiene, paper products, things like that, go and check out the complete list at unitedwaycv.org and scroll through. You'll find the October food drive. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Again, each and every Wednesday or almost every Wednesday, we've got Chris joining us from the United Way of Central Virginia, along with a partner agency or a program that we highlight. And we appreciate all the work of all the organizations that are out there doing good in our community. It is the Mike Show Wednesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food, donate unexpired non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit unitedwaycv.org. for a list of collection sites or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit unitedwaycv.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, so listen to how this mechanic reacts when he goes to service a 2017 Toyota Camry, only to find that it is in pristine condition.
Y'all, someone brought in their Camry out of the vault to come get service today. This is a 2017 Camry. I'm going to show you the dash, and I want you to go ahead and lock in your answer for what you think the mileage on this vehicle is. You ready? Whatever number you came up with just now is wrong, because it's only got 1,138 miles on it. This could be sold as a demo model. Are you kidding me?
This car has not been touched.
Good Lord. All right, so skip that. We're going to use that for stupid criminals. We're going to skip that. How about this? According to a new survey, over a third of people say they would have done their college experience way differently if they could. Those surveyed also said that the most valuable degree is one in artificial intelligence. I said, yeah. And machine learning.
Forget about college. Gamble your life in the dangerous and shady world of rock and roll.
Okay, let's do that instead. Let's see. Okay, so we're going to use this one for stupid criminals as well. Okay, and then on to the next one. A California engineer won a pumpkin contest by growing a 2,346-pound pumpkin. Here is the winner, Brandon Dawson, talking about his big pumpkin.
I was in this position last year, but I lost by 6 pounds. This year I was able to take the win, and that's really what the goal was this year, was to win one of the best, if not the best, pumpkin weigh-offs in the world. I work at Rivian as an engineer in manufacturing engineering, so I work on electric vehicles as my day job and grow pumpkins as a hobby.
Okay. Let's see. Skip that, skip that, skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yeah, I think we are. All right. Let's do this one. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Momo Rodriguez talking about how being a chubby kid can drastically change how you appear for Halloween.
But even Halloween, because Mexicans, we don't wear costumes. We usually just wear sweats and make them into costumes. Halloween, I asked my mom, she's like, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be Batman, but in like the, you know, the little kid voice, I want to be Batman. So she made my own costume with the sweats and the little fake Batman symbol. Dirty toalla that the dog slept on as a kid. And you go to school for that little parade you do. You're walking around, I'm Batman. My mom made it también. But they call you Fat Man when you're there. It's okay, mijo, next year's gonna be different. She made me a skeleton. Look, it's X-Ray Man.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you like it, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in dot news.
Okay.
A woman in New Jersey is facing charges after a slow checkout line prompted her to buy a knife and stab a customer in front of her. What? It happened Saturday at a Marshall's in Kearney, New Jersey, just outside New York City. The two women got into an argument in line because one of them thought the other one was too slow. Let's see. 25-year-old Amber Thompson was behind the victim, who was with her family. The argument apparently got pretty heated. According to police, Amber bought a set of kitchen knives, removed one from the box, pursued the woman in the parking lot and stabbed her multiple times. Here are people in the community, their reaction to the news.
Insanity. I think it's pretty crazy that happened here in, what is this, Kearney Harrison? Yeah, it's just crazy.
Thankfully, the woman will be okay. She showed up at the hospital with several puncture wounds to her torso. Good Lord. But police say they were all superficial. It's not clear if Amber already had the knives in her cart or went back to get them after the argument, but she did apparently pay for them first. Police arrested her for aggravated assault. And then there is this. A Florida man is accused of attacking his wife after she didn't want to go to Chili's with him. What? No, Chili's. Jerome Shannon Villeja is accused of throwing things at his wife and then grabbing her violently. Do we sound?
I want my baby back.
No, come on.
Baby back ribs.
No.
I want my baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce. Do we have another one? I thought we had one more. No, we don't. Okay. We wrap up, or yeah, not wrap up, but we have good news, and thankfully we share that good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A waitress in Louisiana did the Heimlich maneuver on a customer and saved his life. Madison Bridels is still in high school, but she's already... This is already, by the way, the second life she's saved doing the Heimlich maneuver. Good Lord.
I rushed over to him, and I gave him the Heimlich maneuver. And then right after that, I pat his back and went to the back and finished my shift. I was never really properly taught. The first time I did the Heimlich maneuver was when my dad was choking, and he kind of walked me through it. And I kind of just put that into action last Wednesday night.
Good Lord. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food. Donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for a list of collection sites or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
Probably not me. But, hey, I wanted to share something real quick while I've got you here. So do you have lunch plans? I suggest greens, salad, wraps, and pizza. Officially open on the corner of Main or 12th and Church Street, rather, in downtown Lynchburg. Let me bring up the graphic here. Greens offers fresh salads prepared to order right in front of you. Plenty of styles, plenty of toppings, plenty of everything. All freshly made right in front of you. And wraps, grain bowls, and pizza options as well. Yes, and if you have a particularly favorite salad that you've always loved, you can get it turned into a pizza, and they'll make it extremely fast. Almost the same amount of time it would take just to toss, not toss your salad, just to make a salad. So get on down to Greens. It is on the corner of 12th and Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Make it your go-to lunch spot. Open every day, 11 to 3. Every day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's Greens for lunch. All right, see ya.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.